Ever notice how your colleague turned down that high-paying job to work at a nonprofit? Or why your neighbor seems more upset about being excluded from a party than losing money? These puzzles reveal something profound about human nature that most theories miss entirely. We're not the rational, self-interested creatures economics textbooks describe. Instead, four fundamental drives, to acquire, to bond, to learn, and to defend, pull us in different directions every single day. These aren't abstract concepts, but biological imperatives hardwired through millions of years of evolution. Understanding them doesn't just explain why others behave mysteriously, it illuminates our own contradictions, from why we can't resist checking our phones to why we'll sacrifice personal gain for a friend in need. Picture our ancestors 100,000 years ago, standing at evolution's most dramatic crossroads. For nearly 2 million years, humans had been making the same crude stone tools with barely any innovation. Then, suddenly, in evolutionary terms, practically overnight, everything exploded. Sophisticated implements, decorated artifacts, complex social structures, and symbolic art appeared seemingly out of nowhere. This great leap forward puzzles scientists because natural selection supposedly prepares organisms for existing environments, not future ones. How did evolution equip our brains for civilization before civilization existed? The answer lies in a remarkable brain reconfiguration. Unlike computers with single processors, our brains operate through billions of interconnected neurons, each firing dozens of times per second. For millions of years, our ancestors developed specialized mental modules, one for social skills, another for language, yet another for technical abilities. These operated separately, like apps that couldn't communicate. Then something extraordinary happened in our prefrontal cortex, the brain's most recently evolved region. These isolated modules suddenly became interconnected in working memory, allowing humans to combine different skill sets, plan for distant futures, and create meaning from raw perception. More crucially, bonding and learning evolved from secondary impulses into primary drives alongside acquiring and defending. This transformation unleashed unprecedented creativity and cooperation, setting humanity on an irreversible path toward complex civilizations. From birth until death, the drive to acquire shapes our pursuit of status and resources. The Whitehall studies tracking British civil servants revealed something striking. Higher-ranking employees had significantly lower mortality rates than subordinates, regardless of wealth or healthcare access. The key wasn't absolute resources, but relative position. This explains why lottery winners and newly promoted executives experience only fleeting happiness. Evolution favors those who acquire as much as possible, not those satisfied with enough. This drive creates fascinating contradictions. People prefer earning less in absolute terms if it means having higher relative status. Children and employees fixate on comparative treatment. Why did she get more than me? Matters more than, did I get enough? Even our bodies betray this. Dominant primates show higher serotonin levels that shift immediately when hierarchies change. The drive manifests positively as ambition and negatively as envy, but it never disappears. It's the engine that built civilization and the addiction that can destroy individuals. When a priest asks strangers in a fragmented neighborhood to share their stories over coffee, isolated individuals transform into a connected community. This bonding drive evolved because early humans with strong social tendencies survived and reproduced more successfully. Despite economics' focus on self-interest, the evidence is overwhelming. Bonds form easily. Broken relationships trigger intense negative emotions. We devote enormous cognitive resources to social information. One review of 296 studies concluded that interpersonal attachment may be one of the most far-reaching constructs currently available to understand human nature. Bonding differs from acquiring because it requires voluntary mutual commitment that cannot force. Robert Putnam's research shows how southern Italy's thousand-year culture of distrust produced poverty and violence, while northern Italy's trust-based culture thrived. Social bonding follows a predictable progression. Eye contact, smiling, and touching lead to sharing food and gifts, then evolve through synchronized vulnerability, each step testing escalating trust. Our most basic moral codes likely emerged genetically as bonding skills. The golden rule appears across all major religions because treating others well serves bonding. Intertwined with bonding is our insatiable drive to satisfy curiosity, to comprehend our environment and ourselves. Every culture develops religion and art. Children constantly ask why. Puzzles attract us not for practical benefits, but for the intrinsic pleasure of resolving uncertainty. When we encounter observations inconsistent with existing knowledge, we experience an unpleasant sensation driving us to close this information gap. Only medium-sized, manageable gaps create that intense intellectual itch demanding to be scratched. As individuals accumulate comprehensive worldviews, they naturally share insights with bonded allies. These interpretations become culture passed between generations, undergoing natural selection. Useful theories survive while others fade. Humans uniquely perceive patterns among symbols and create higher-level abstractions, the reasoning process distinguishing us from other primates. Yet the learning drive carries hazards: susceptibility to plausible but inaccurate stories, attraction to novelty for its own sake, and vulnerability to incomplete ideologies. Our defense lies in completing the learning cycle, not just imagining possibilities, but testing them against reality. Unlike proactive drives, the drive to defend is purely reactive. It doesn't seek threats, but remains vigilant, triggering alarm as fear or anger when valued achievements face danger. Neural pathways reveal fascinating complexity. Alarm signals can travel directly from sense organs to the amygdala, triggering immediate panic without conscious awareness, or route through the cortex first. This explains physical panic symptoms without recognized triggers. Under extreme threat, the amygdala activates pain avoidance reflexes, causing intense fear or anger. Our rational cortex literally shuts down. The defensive drive interacts distinctly with each other drive. Threats to possessions or bodily safety trigger fear and anxiety. People typically prefer flight over fight. Threats to bonded relationships provoke anger and aggression rather than retreat. The drive also protects worldviews and self-images, from personal insults to attacks on belief systems. Responses span mild arguments to violent conflicts, with denial being most common. War represents the darkest manifestation, yet two hopeful factors emerge. The fundamental drive is to defend, not aggress, and humans have bonded with increasingly larger collectives throughout history, suggesting potential for eventual global allegiance. Every person brings the same four drives to work. Organizations that provide opportunities to acquire, bond, learn, and defend in every job thrive. Those that don't struggle. Ford's assembly line addressed acquiring through wages, but eliminated bonding, learning, and defending, creating deep resentment. Japanese manufacturers organized assembly lines into small teams responsible for output and quality, with power to stop production. This satisfied workers' drives to learn and bond, not just acquire. Lifetime employment and group activities fostered loyalty that translated into diligence, innovation, and strike-free operations. Hewlett-Packard exemplified this balance, growing from $538 in 1939 to $48.8 billion by 2000. Their HP way emphasized teamwork, individual responsibility, and open communication, balancing all four drives at every level. Effective leaders address acquiring, instrumental leadership, bonding, social leadership, learning, and defending accomplishments simultaneously, creating more eager, responsive followers. The practical power of four-drive theory emerges when comparing Russia's reform failure with Ireland's economic miracle. In 1991, Western experts implemented shock therapy in Russia, privatizing assets without establishing market institutions. By 2000, Russia's GNP had fallen to half its 1989 level. Ireland achieved Europe's highest sustained growth during 1987 to 1999 by developing a social partnership among employers, unions, farmers, and government officials who built mutual trust through extensive meetings, fulfilling all four drives simultaneously. Like constitutional checks and balances, each drive constrains the others. We pursue acquisition without harming others, help others while meeting survival needs, and explore the unknown while respecting safety. Next time you face a difficult decision, ask, which drive is speaking loudest? Which am I neglecting? True fulfillment comes from honoring all four, acquiring with integrity, bonding with authenticity, learning with humility, and defending with wisdom.